But pardon the delay. Father, we come to you today in great anticipation of what you will do with us, through us, this particular day. We thank you for the victories that you've given to us. And we pray, O God, that we will be walking consciously and abiding in your great love. We thank you for forgiveness, which is constantly available for us because we fail you so many times. You promise that you would forgive us if we confess our sin. Well, our great sin, dear Lord, is just simply to fail you, where we walk in our own thoughts, our own ways, and our own ideas. We come up short of your goal, your vision, your heritage, and blessing for us. We ask you to wash us today and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Preserve us in your great love. So we thank you today. So we come humbly before your throne, knowing that your love has touched upon us once again on this brand new day, Tuesday morning, 4th of March. We thank you so much, and we bless you today. Father, draw near as we draw near, so that we can feel your heartbeat, so that you can touch us and we can be whole. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. It's Tuesday morning. We have one more day. We have it. It's here. We know that God has been gracious to us. Hopefully we had a good night's rest. I know I did. It was one of those nights that I was asleep, but then I wasn't asleep. It's strange. It was as if I was just in touch with the Lord throughout the entire night. Every time I was asleep, it was just my spirit was just soaring with the Lord. And then when I wake up, I realize, wait a minute, I want to go back to sleep. I don't know if you've had that happen to you, but that's something that is of the Lord. Now, today's theme is God's unfailing love for me and for you as well. And the question is asked, can we brag about our love for God? Of course not. The reason we cannot brag is because we fail him daily. That's right. We fail him daily, many, many times. He said, how come? Well, there are sins of commission, meaning there are things that we do that clearly violates his standard of righteousness. Because remember, the scripture says to us, all our righteousness are as filthy rags. Now, the scripture today is not talking about a used piece of Scott tissue or towel that we use around the house or wherever. It says filthy rags. The rags that are being considered here in this scripture, those are the rags that the lepers used to bind themselves up as they try to care for them, for themselves, for their leprosy, for their disease. And that is not a pretty sight. Not at all. You say, Pastor Gregory, how gross can you be early in the morning like this? Well, that's our condition. All our righteousness is like that. You know, sorry, pussy. Yeah. So, yeah. That's why we have this great benefit, this love of God that says, that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us. So you see, we need cleansing. So that's what his love does. So we can't boast about our love for him, then we are failing him all the time. And then there are things of there are sins of omission, where there are things that we were supposed to do and should do based on God's word that we did not do. So we need help. That's what all that's about. It's clearly defining our state and our condition, lest we be deceived into thinking that we're much more and much better off than we are. So, we cannot boast of our love for him, because we fail him daily. But we can boast of his love for us, because it never fails. Let's take a look at what the Word of God says about that, about his unfailing love, because it never fails. Ours fail all the time. And when we look at Psalm 143 in verse 8, that's Psalm 143 in verse 8. Here's what it says, and I'm reading the Amplified Version. It says, cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning. For on you do I lean, and in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. For I lift up my inner self to you. That's Psalm 148 and verse 8. And here's another gem for us. It's taken from the prophet Zephaniah, chapter 3 and verse 17. It says, the Lord your God is in the midst of you, a mighty one, a savior who saves. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in silent satisfaction. In his love, he will be silent and make no mention of past sins, or even recall them. He will exalt over you with singing. How good is that? It says that he will rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in silent satisfaction, and in his love, he will be silent and make no mention of past sins, or even recall them. He will exalt over you with singing. Well, the Lord takes himself a song so he can sing over you and me. One last one from the prophet Amos, verse 4 in the fifth chapter, Amos 5 and 4. For thus says the Lord, the house of Israel, seek me, inquire for me. Let me read that again. For thus saith the Lord to the house of Israel, seek me, inquire for and of me, and require me as you desire food, and you shall live. Awesome. Yes, that's the Lord's word to us. So God's love is unfailing towards us, while ours fail him. His is unfailing. And he promised that he would not make mention of our past sins or even recall them. There's no other God like unto him. None. Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to our prayer team this morning. I trust that you're feeling well and even better than you did yesterday. If you were in need of prayer yesterday for wellness, for healing. Well, I trust that you received that. I know I'm feeling much better than I did on yesterday because we believe in God for who he is to us. He's our strength. Well, I'm going to let me just share with you quickly our some of our prayer agenda, what we would like to pray for. I don't know that we'll get to all of them, but we'd like to mention Shiloh Assembly of God and Pastor Alan Guevara and his wife. We'd like to pray for that church. God would continue to strengthen him and his wife, Pastor Alan and his wife, and bless that assembly, which is an assembly right here in the city of Newark that's doing the work of God. I know that to be a fact. And so they're Shiloh Assembly of God. Then I'd like to us to pray and lift up Dr. Bernard Wilkes, his wife, who has been ill for many weeks, and I haven't spoken with him this week. I spoke with him last week. I will check with him today to find out if she's in fact home from the hospital. But I know that must weigh heavily upon them. We did pray for them, I think, week before last, if it wasn't last week, and pray for their family because we know them well, and they're that family moves and shakes here in Newark doing the work of God. And we want to pray for employment for Shaquita Davis, who is seeking employment. And then we'd like to pray once again over Tammy Khalil as she continues in a rehab program over in the city of New York. Now, your lines are open, and if you have a praise report or a prayer request, now is a good time to share that with us, and we would be so blessed to receive that and to praise God with you, and also to go before the throne of grace alongside of you. So your line is open, so you may speak now if you have something. Now is a good time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Well, we'll proceed to our agenda because, you know, in broadcasting, silence is not one of the things. So we must proceed. Okay, let's pray.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I hear
good morning.
Live. I hear live voices. Praise the Lord.
I have a prayer for you. Good morning, Pastor. Some background noise, but I just wanted to ask for prayer for the people of Russia and also the Ukraine.
Yes, there is a lot of turmoil. Yes.
The minister of both up in prayer. The war, the strife that's going on over there.
Yes, I've watched people in tears on our cast here the last couple of days that are in fear and concern over family, friends, and others that are over there in the Ukraine. Yes, we must pray for them. Why don't we do that right now? We kick off our prayers with that. Father, we look at world affairs, and we know, Lord, that without your intervention, without your help, there's nothing we can do but watch. But Father, you've given us a mind to pray. You've given us a mind to seek you, because in you are all the answers. In you are the ways and means and principles and laws that would bring peace peace, Lord, that would stave off the enemy's attempt to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Father, we pray right now for to begin with the leaders, that, Father, you would give them the wisdom that they need. We pray that your Spirit would rest upon them. We believe that godly skill and wisdom must enter and has entered the hearts of our world leaders, and that they will do your will. Heavenly Father, that they would have hearts and ears attentive to your godly counsel, even as you whisper to them by your Holy Spirit. Lord, make them women and men of your nature, your integrity, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. We pray that those world leaders that are wicked, that they'll be cut off and rooted out. You are our refuge and our stronghold in times of trouble. We lift up the nation and the people of the Ukraine right now, the people of Crimea, the people where the soldiers have invaded and are occupying. We lift them up right now. We pray, O God, that this situation would be resolved without bloodshed. There would be a peaceful resolution to this issue, that these people would dwell. They are your people. We know that you have people there. They will dwell safely in this land, and they will prosper abundantly, because they are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So we give thanks to you, Lord, that the good news of the gospel is being published even in the midst of the bad news, that the word of the Lord prevails and grows mightily in the hearts and lives of your people. We give thanks for the Ukraine. All of it belongs to you.
Yes.
And you promise your son that if he asks of you, you'll give him the nations and the utmost parts of the earth for a possession. Well, we decree today that you have given it to him. They're his. That nation belongs to you. All of your creation is there. Father, we pray right now for the children who might be experiencing fear right now, anxiety, that you would keep them in perfect peace in the name of Jesus. And even, Lord, as they huddle for safety, that your Spirit will be able to speak to them. They will hear him, and they will respond and say yes to the Lord, even in their young hearts. And they will be raised up as the future leaders of a great nation destined to be under the flag of the captain of our faith, Jesus Christ. So we thank you today. And Father, we look with anticipation for a great testimony of your goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Okay, someone else was going to say something at one point, and you're welcome to do that now.
Yes, Father, good morning.
Okay. Good morning.
Good
we are
morning,
listening.
Pastor,
yes.
This is Sister Christina. I just want to say thanks for the prayer for healing yesterday. My throat is much better. My sinuses have cleared up, and I'm feeling much, much better. Thank God for the prayer. I have a prayer request. As you pray for employment, I would like to lift up Leah and Dominic Delvers. They both are looking for employment, and that God will draw them closer to Him in their relationship with God, that He would give them a financial blessing.
Yes.
As they go through this season of financial difficulties with their family.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, one more. I have a prayer request, Pastor.
Okay, sure.
A co-worker of mine, her name is Joanne. I just found out the early part of last night that they gave her 2 days to live. Remember, her name is Joanne.
Okay, what's the matter with her, if it's possible for you to tell us?
Oh, they diagnosed her with cancer, cervical cancer.
Okay. All right. No, I'm not even going to ask. I know that we believe that our Lord is the healer. He's not a healer.
Yes.
The healer. And also, the Lord's dispatched His disciples with the authority to heal and to cast out devils.
Mm-hmm.
And is Joanne in the hospital right now?
She's in hospice, and she do know the Lord as her Savior. Yes, she's in hospice.
Okay, are you going to see her today?
No, because she's at St. Boniface. I just found out.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I assumed that she was where you are employed. All right.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to pray. Let us now just see what God is about to do in terms of giving Himself glory, demonstrating Himself strong. That has to be extremely difficult when you're given that kind of news. So it is serious, very serious for them. And then, of course, there's the family.
The family, yes. Yeah.
Yes, it's devastating for everyone. Father, we know that You have all our needs met by Your Son, Jesus Christ, who proved Himself a Son by doing Your will, by allowing Himself to shine for Your glory. And Father, we thank You for our prayer team that You've blessed us with here on this day. And Father, You've heard the requests. We've heard the request for Your intervention into Leah and Dominic's life and their family, their children. Father, You have claimed already this family for Yourself, but the adversary has sought to keep them enchained and keep them situated on the plantation, Lord, where there's nothing but slavery. There's a slave driver. There's a strong man, and You want them free. But Father, You will not violate their wills. Nevertheless, You want to bless them, even if only for the sake of the children. Father, now we rebuke the design and the plot and the strategies of the kingdom of darkness to contain and to restrain this family, to keep them locked in and locked out of Your grace that is surely available to them. We pray that this day that the chains would be broken, the yokes would be destroyed in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
That the man of the house, Dominic, would wake up today, literally, to a new awareness and a new consciousness of your power, and that you are God and that He needs you, that He would lead His family to freedom in the name of Jesus. And you said in your word, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. Well, Father, we pray that the seeking would begin on this Tuesday, the 4th of March. A seeking would begin today, and everything would be added. All their needs are met by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for them. Father, we pray right now for Joanne. Father, she's at the end of her rope, and hope may be waning. But Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are strong at all times, able at all times. We send your word of healing right now, right to her room, right to her bed, light upon her body in the name of Jesus. Begin to reverse this disease. We curse the disease of cancer in the name of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Father, we thank you for the healing that's in your wings.
Yes,
we ask,
Lord,
for you to minister that to her today. In the name of Jesus, Joanne,
Jesus,
be healed. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Raise her up, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
To a life extraordinary in you. An extraordinary life. Father, we pray for her family right now as they are suffering right along with her. Father, strengthen them, Lord, and cause them to look up, to look above, to you, to where you are, because their help can only come from you.
From you, Lord.
Bless them right now with hope,
Jesus,
with assurance, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Olitha, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
What is her last name?
I don't even know her last name.
Okay.
No.
All right. Okay.
Jesus.
All right.
Jesus.
Well,
Jesus.
We're all at the place where, you know, the headquarters for help at the throne of grace. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for hearing and responding to our prayers. We rebuke every work of the adversary.
Thank you.
Father, you said, whosoever sins we remit in earth is remitted in heaven. And Father, we remit every sin in Joanne's life.
Yes, Lord.
We are making way, Lord, for your healing, making straight paths for your grace and your mercy to flow towards her right now. Light up her room miraculously at this hour, 6:32 in the morning, with your presence. Visit her. Visit her.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Cause her to get up.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Arrest every cell that works against her body in the name of Jesus. And strengthen every cell for health and healing for an extraordinary life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be to your name, Jesus. Faith is the victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for showing yourself mighty and showing yourself strong, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
We know that you are a mighty God.
Mighty God. Hallelujah.
We know that you are an awesome God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for showing yourself mighty and showing yourself strong.
Yes, yes.
We trust in you this morning, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Trust in your word. You promised us that you would never leave us, nor forsake us. Promise us that even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, Lord.
Yes, hallelujah.
That our help cometh from you, that you will give us the peace that passeth all understanding. Holy Spirit, visit our bedside right now, Lord, right now. Let your anointing visit her room wherever she's lying right now, Lord. Let your peace reign over her right now. Let her feel your power, Lord. Let her know that she's not alone, that you have promised her that you would never leave her. Nor forsake her, even in this dark hour of death, Lord, that you are with her, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Your spirit will touch her, will surround her, Lord, that she will feel your love right now, Lord. And she will know, Lord, that you are with her. That you are with her, Lord. That you are with her.
Hallelujah.
Know, Lord, that you are with her and that your will be done, Lord.
Strengthen them, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord, in this hour, Lord.
Let them seek you even the more, Lord. Let them seek you like never before, Lord. Give them the strength that cometh from you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Extend their days in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. No promise of Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. Well, I do want to quickly mention these other items. I want to quickly mention Shiloh Assembly and Apostle Alan Guevara, his wife, himself, and Dr. Bernard's Wilkes' wife. I hope to speak with him in a couple of hours or so. And employment for Shakita Davis. And last but not least, we want to also lift up Tammy Khalil as she continues in rehab. Father, we thank you for the fact that you have called out people to form an assembly, to form a family of God in locations that you have chosen. And we thank you for Shiloh Assembly and for Apostle Alan Rivera and his lovely wife. We thank you, Lord, for these angels that you've appointed and anointed. And we thank you for the assembly called Shiloh Assembly, that they will continue to be mighty in the spirit and powerful in the marketplace. That they will continue to shine as a city set upon a hill, that light would continue to go forth from that assembly. And we rebuke every dark spirit, every demonic plot to frustrate the efforts of your spirit through that assembly. We pray that there would be continual and tight unity even as the enemy comes to steal, kill, and to destroy, that this assembly, Lord, would be mighty in the name of Jesus in our city. Mighty in the name of Jesus for your kingdom's sake, for your glory. Bless Apostle Guevara and his wife in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them, keep them, protect them in the name of Jesus. Cause them to overcome every challenge and every giant, every dirty devil in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Make them strong. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Father, we pray for Dr. Wilkes, his wife, and we pray for that family too, Lord. Father, this is a faithful man of God, and we know, Lord, that you're faithful to him. And we thank you, Lord, for your keeping of his wife. And Lord, heal her in a mighty way, Lord. Give the medical team procedures and protocols that would lead it to her complete recovery, and that there will be peace in her mind, spirit, and body in the name of Jesus. And we pray for Bernard that you would strengthen him, strengthen the other members of the family, Lord. Cause them, Lord, to come together to look to you in a new and mighty way in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that testimony. We thank you, Lord, for Shakita Davis, and you've given us her a mind to serve you, and we pray for her growth and development in you, Lord, that she would become strong, a shining light. And, Father, we know that you want us to be able to provide for ourselves through employment and also to help others to honor you with our vows and our gifts. Father, we pray that there's an open door for Shakita right now in the name of Jesus,
Lord,
to get the
Jesus.
Employment that she desires in the name of Jesus. Bless her, Lord. Guide her and raise her up in mighty spirit. We pray for Tammy Khalil, Lord, who is in rehab right now. Father, we know that you want to break every yoke, every chain. You don't want us to be in chains.
Father,
we pray
the enemy,
for her to be delivered from
the
addiction
Jesus.
God, your word says that you have plans for good and not evil. Tammy, and claim your plan for Tammy's life right now. You have given her all authority to Jesus Christ to execute this judgment of forces of Satan in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And your word says that the adversaries of the
weapon,
Lord
shall
be broken in pieces in your perfect timing, and will bring salvation, restoration, and healing. So we thank you today for Tammy's deliverance, her release, clear her release from every addiction. And we stand with her in receiving new joy in living from this day forward. Let her not be ashamed as she puts her trust in you. Cleanse her mind of all darkness. Fill it with your love and your light. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just want to remind you that tomorrow morning we begin our trek, our journey through this Seek God for the City, the 2014 edition. And so the first day is tomorrow. So you want to get that book out. And I know it may have gotten some dust on it, dusted off. So I gave it out way too early. But find it, and we will be starting our trek on behalf of the nations, God's plan for and purposes concerning the nations and the earth. And I guess you would have noticed that the nations are being shaken. This is all lining up with God's plan in the name of Jesus, because they all belong to Him and they all must submit. The name of Jesus. So we're going to pray for various nations and peoples and situations and that are part of daily life. And we're going to pray through that. And so we'll be going through that until April 13th. And just as a something that you may want to institute, I think it's a good thing, and thank you for taking the journey with us. We announced that on the 16th we'll be celebrating Passover at our church, at our facility, and the day before, which is the 15th, which is the first day of Passover, we'll be at Beth El Church Ministry here in the great city of Newark with Dr. Harris and her assembly there. So one of the things you do to prepare for Thanksgiving, this is normally, I'm sorry, not Thanksgiving, Passover, is to clean house. And it's symbolic of us preparing and cleaning our lives. So the Hebrew term for the house cleaning and the object of the cleaning is to get rid of all of the shemets, all of the leaven. So think on that as we journey towards this holy day. And so we'll be celebrating that holy day, and because that's the holy day of God. Hallelujah. Okay, we got just a few seconds, and we will be on our way to walking and moving in victory. And I have... Okay, let's do this. I have a benediction for us. I just love for us to always have a word going out that should remain with us. If I can find it. If I can find it. I believe I just did. Hebrews 13, verse 20 and 21. Now the peace of God that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well. Oh, we're blessed. Thank you for joining us on today. Thank you for being part of our team and for being in earnest about prayer. God bless you richly on this day.
Father, could you repeat where that scripture was taken from?
Okay. It was taken from Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 20 to 21.
Okay, thank you.
God bless you. We love you.
Have a blessed and victorious day, everyone.
Thank you. I receive
Remember
that.
Remember, we serve a mighty God.
Mighty God.
And he is awesome.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yes, okay.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you.
Be blessed. Hallelujah. Everyone.
Glory to you, Lord. Lord, you're awesome. You're awesome. You're awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, oh God. Hallelujah.
Pastor, are you there?